So when Sri Krishna caught them with Radharani with full ornaments, then he got them all removed from her. As they were removing, he was wearing. And then fully he was ornamented. And then he also stood like this. Bye. So if somebody is chore, then Sri Krishna is Mahachore. If somebody is Mahachore, he is Mahamahachore. If somebody is Mahachore, then he is Chore Shiromani. Nobody can match him.
Chora
Agraganya Ashtakam. Chora Agraganya. Agraganya means in the Agra also there is Agraganya. Most one. But the cheaters is the most big cheater. Like that. So I was mentioning to you that such pastimes, if they have to take place somewhere, how can demons come in between? Tell me. If suppose they are dressing Radharani to become Krishna and Krishna is in the form of gopis unconscious, how can a demon come? If a demon comes, then Krishna will wake up and kill them, no? And the Leela will be broken in between. What about his disguise? So that's why in Barsana, Nandgaon and Jawat, in this area, no demon came. It was most intimate and most loving pastimes took place here. That is why. It is said that Krishna is very uneasy staying in Nandgaon. You just cannot stay for long because he's so much restless because of separation from Radharani. So immediately he comes over here. And then he is standing on the road, you know. And then people look at him, what are you doing here? So he immediately bent down on the ground and pushed some stones from here to outside. So what are you doing? He said, the road is having a lot of stones, I am making it stone free. And again he's standing. What is standing? He's looking where Radharani is coming from. Then suddenly some other girls come. You see, suppose some boy is standing on the road alone, doing nothing, and then the girls are coming. They'll say, hey, what are you doing here? So immediately start picking some flowers. Start picking some flowers. Removing some stones on the road. Like that he would wait anxiously. And then after some time Radharani will come. So immediately he will take his stick and go and stand. He says, where are you going? So we are going to Mathura to sell our butter and yogurt. So now how can you go from here? This is my father's road. How come it's your father's road? This is my father's land, Barsana. No, this is my father's road. You are going from here and selling butter and earning money and not giving tax. We have to give tax, otherwise I'll not let you go. And there's only passage, only one person going one direction, only one way traffic. He's standing in between like this. Then she's saying, how you become king? Said, my father, Vishwabhanu Maharaj, is actually the original king. He owned the whole Braj. And your father was friends with him. He was not a very rich man. But out of friendship, my father gave your father a lot of kingdom and made him king. So you are a borrowed king's son. So how you say this is your land? I am the daughter of the original king. So you are standing in my land. So you should give tax to us. And that way the fight goes on back and forth. And suddenly Krishna, very smart, you know, when he starts losing on argument, because Lalita also is there in between. Lalita is very, very aggressive. Radharani is very soft and very simple hearted and very bholi, you know, very bholi. Bholi gopi radhe radhe, they say. And then she immediately gets intimidated, scared and everything. As soon as he does that to her, Lalita comes in between and starts fighting on behalf of Radharani. So Lalita is very strong, you know, so he starts getting defeated. Then immediately picks up his stick and just breaks the pot on Radharani's head. And the butter falls down. And she gets so upset. And immediately goes on the ground and starts eating the bucket butter by hand, you know, and just... It is said that when the Leela is taking place, Lord Brahma is... Who is Brahma? He's the mountain. He's become a mountain over there. The long story I'll tell a little later on. So Brahma has become mountain just to see the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and to receive dust on his head. So when these pastimes are taking place, no, arguments and loving arguments, Brahmaji is melting out of ecstasy. So on the melting stone, the butter falls down and Krishna is licking it by hand. So there are also handprints. And where the pot fell down and the butter got spread, that stone is white in color and very smooth and slippery in nature. And there are also handprints where Krishna was licking from the butter and the stone. And then what happens? She becomes very angry, and then the gopas and everything, one day they decide, because they are every day getting harassed by Krishna. Whenever they walk, suddenly he appears and he breaks their pots. So one day what they decide is, today we will not fight with them. Today we will teach them a good lesson. So today we will just give them butter without argument. Like for a change, you know. Every time we have to fight and get. Today we will just give them free without anything. So they come from this side. From this side Krishna comes. And they say that, stop here and give tax. So what do you want? He says, I want butter, I want everything. So immediately they start giving. But they say, wait, we will not like to waste our butter falling on the ground. It's very precious. We have done such hard work. So we will not like you to take in hand and, you know, dripping from the hand, falling on the ground. And we would like you to go and bring donas, you know, cups, leaf cups. You will be happy to know, in the olden days, the kadamba tree would grow leaf cups on the tree itself. What happened one time was, Krishna wanted to eat butter and chas, and everything was given in hand, all dripping down. So somebody told him, make leaf cups and bring. So they went around and saw there was no leaf cups. So that time kadamba trees decided that now we will produce leaf cups ready-made. So to serve Krishna. So here there were a lot of kadamba trees with leaf cups ready on that, like cup-shaped leaves. So they, Radharani said to them, you go and bring the cups. So they all ran away to bring the cups. Today they were looking in the sky. Maybe the sun has come on the west side or east side. Why they are so generous today? Why they are so merciful today? Anyways, forget about it. They are giving us, let us not waste the opportunity. So they went and they were busy in plucking the leaves, cups. Gopis ran behind them and tied their hanging shikhas to the trees. That's why you are busy. And my shikha is hanging down like this. And they held the shikha and they tied it to the trees. So all the gopas were stuck in the trees. I cannot imagine how they were stuck. They were like unable to move their head, also stuck. And Krishna and Balaram and all the Madhumangal, everybody was stuck. And finally, they were all shouting, Krishna, Krishna, remove our shikhas, we are tied up. And generally, whenever they would shout in the village, some demon has come, Krishna, Balaram, please save us. They will immediately come and kill the demon. But here everybody is calling, Krishna, Balaram, save us, save us. Sometimes the sounds came, oh Madhumangal, oh Sridhama, oh Sudhama, please save us, Are you? What is this? We are supposed to come and save us, no, we are also tied like you. Then all the gopis came with the sticks in hand, you guys are everybody harassing us. So they started pleading, they started crying, please release us, release us. So then they said, okay, we will release you, one condition. Tomorrow, so-called king of yours, leader of yours, let's dress up as a woman. He has to become dressed up like Radha. And all of you dress up like gopis. And better you go home today and churn the butter, churn the yogurt and make nice butter. And fill up those butter in the pots. Dress up as women, gopis. Put on your hand and come. And my Radharani said, I will become you, Krishna, with the stick in hand. And all my girlfriends will become men, stick in hand. And they'll break all your pots and eat all the pots, butter and yogurt. Agreed? I said, yes, we agreed. So then they released their knots and they all ran home. And next day Krishna became Radharani with the pot on the hand, on the head, with all the gopa covered boys with gopi dress. And Radharani came as Krishna and broke the pot. And then what she did? She arrested Krishna. And when she arrested Krishna, his turban got loose. And the turban became a long cloth. Turban is a long cloth and they just tie it like this. So when Krishna was arrested, turban was loosened, you know, and turban was getting dragged on the mountain. And mountain was melting. So there's a big line is there. A groove is there, groove. On which Krishna's turban was getting pulled. A long cloth. And this place is called as? All this thing happened in which place? Sankhari Kor. Sankhari Kor is where the two mountains come together and there's a only one person's one way road is there. That is there in Harsana here. And the story of Brahmaji is like this. When Sri Krishna created this universe, he gave birth to Brahma. And you know that Brahma was quite bewildered. He didn't know what his duty was, and everything was dark and he was confused. So Sri Krishna gave him Chatushloki Brahman, Chatushloki Bhagavatam. In four shlokas, he gave him the complete knowledge about himself, his duties, about Sri Krishna, about purpose of the creation. Everything was immediately revealed. Tene Brahma Ridhaya Adi Kavaye. In his heart, he revealed all knowledge. So Brahma came to know that what is his purpose of life, and very soon Krishna will take birth in Dwapar Yuga and perform his pastimes over here. Everything was revealed to him. So he did tapasya for 60,000 years at the beginning of Krita Yuga, that is Satya Yuga. But no response was there. How do you feel? How do you feel after 60,000 years of penance, no response? Go back to duty. He starts going on duty and full Satya Yuga is over. And then again he sits down for 60,000 years of tapasya. How much total? 120,000 years of tapasya. At the end of 120,000 years of tapasya, Sri Krishna appeared to him. And he said, okay, what do you want? Please tell me. So Brahmaji said that, I want to receive the dust of your lotus feet and your gopis' lotus feet. And I want to witness your pastimes. So Krishna said, go to Vrindavan. He said, where to go? Vrindavan is so big. So he said, go to Vrishabhanupur and become mountain over there. You know what is the meaning of becoming mountain? It's so nice to hear story and, oh, so nice. Brahma became mountain. But what is the meaning of becoming mountain? That means everybody will walk on you. That means monkeys and dogs and cats will pass urine and stool on you. All dirt will fall upon. Right? Everybody will trample upon. And who is Brahma? He's the first living being of the universe. The first living being. Like we say, na, ki, the Prime Minister is the first citizen of India. President of America is the first citizen of America. His wife is the first citizen of America. How much respect is there, the first citizen of America? What to speak of America and India? I'm talking about the universe, the first living being, the first citizen of the whole universe, the creator, the grandfather, the great-grandfather, whoever you point out, anybody in this world, you point out to somebody, he is his grandson. You know, people are taking so much pride. Suppose I am a grandpa, suppose, and I've got 8 children, and each of them have 4 children, and 32 children, and maybe some of them are also getting married, and they have a newly married wife, and my wife, and my brothers and sisters. Suppose there are 100 people sitting over here, and of all people, I'm the original one. I married, and then this happened, and this is my full family. I'm so proud. Oh, he's my grandfather, he's my grandson, he's studying here, he's my granddaughter, she's a doctor, and so many things I will tell you. So much of proud. How much pride Brahma must be having? Everybody is his child only. Every species is his child. Everything is his creation. Not only people, but also things also. Earth and everything, mountains and trees, everything is his creation. Rivers. So that person also happens to be our first guru in our sampradaya. He's the only person who is a guru of all four sampradayas. Not four sampradayas, 12 sampradayas. There are 12 mahajanas. They give rise to 12 sampradayas. And he is the first guru of all sampradayas. Every sampradaya ends with Brahma and then Krishna. Imagine. Even the Shiva sampradaya, Shiva is son of Brahma. There is a Kumar sampradaya, Kumar are the sons of Brahma. Narad, also son of Brahma. The original personality. And that original personality is ready to become a stone. Stone means you have no emotions. Brahmaji had emotions as stone, but stone means there is no, you can't even move also. Everybody will do whatever they want with you. So Brahma accepted the position of a stone. He became mountain. And because you have four heads, there are four peaks over here. And at the same time, Govardhan is also a mountain. You know who is Govardhan? Sri Vishnu became Govardhan. Brahma became mountain in the Barsana, Govardhan became mountain there in between, and where Lord Shiva became mountain? Nandagaon, Nandishwara. So these great personalities have become mountains. And Govardhan we can't climb because Vishnu himself. But Brahma and Shiva are also allowing us to climb on them. It's like if I am disciple of Radhanath Swami, I am walking over the head of Radhanath Swami. It's one something like that, you know. He is not Radhanath Swami. Radhanath Swami is gurus, 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 then Narad Muni and then Brahma. That Brahmaji is. But still he is allowing us to walk over him. That's why when we go to the mountain, we first bow down and beg forgiveness and offer prayers of gratitude. Because we are not going up to do sense gratification for our own selfish purpose. We are going there to take darshan of Radharani. And no other thing we will do. No other nonsense we will do. No nonsense we will talk. That should be our mood when we go up. Because we should understand where we are walking. It's not ordinary land. What to speak of coming down the mountain? What is this land made of? Anybody knows? Sri Balaram has become Sri Vrindavan Dham. Every single piece of land all over Brajbhumi is Sri Balaramji. In Shantaras, he expands himself to become the Brajbhumi. Then he becomes servant of Krishna also. He massages his feet. Then he becomes his friend also. Goes to play with him, plays mischief with him, wrestles with him, fights with him, complains for him. Then also he is in Vatsalyaras. He's a mother tells him, your elder brother, please take care of him. He should not go here, he should not go there, he should not jump in Jamuna. There are snakes in Jamuna. There are demons coming, protect him. So always he will checking on Krishna. Hey Krishna, don't go there, don't go here. Take care of yourself, don't jump in the waters, so you'll fall down. Vatsalya Bhav. And he also has Madhurya Bhav. Anyone knows? He became Ananga Manjari, the younger sister of Radharani, to enjoy and serve Radharani in Madhurya Ras, to serve Krishna in Madhurya Ras. So Radharani has one brother, one sister, elder brother named Sri Dama. She is second, and third one is daughter, Ananga Manjari. And he's Balramji himself. That's why we always say that whenever you come to Dham, never spit on the ground. Because around is Balram himself. How can we afford to spit? We should be in such a mood that anyway we are passing urine and stool and taking bath here. That kind of dirt we are already passing here because inevitable. We can't survive because of that. So beyond taking bath, beyond urine and stool, nothing we should throw here. Nothing we should add here. From our side as dirt. We should always see that we maintain that awe and reverence when we are going. We should feel guilty and we should feel grateful and prayful while we are walking on this land. This land, when you walk, at each step you get the benefit of performing Ashwamedha Yajna. Each step. When you sleep in this dham, you get the benefit of doing Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra. Complete renunciation, ultimate bliss, just by sleeping over here, just by drinking water here, eating prasad here, you are tasting the ultimate nectar of devotion, mellow of devotion, rasa. This is this place. And the mood that is depicted by Brahma himself is so great here, inspiring us to become servant of the servant. And the mood is like this, I will do anything to take dust of Krishna's lotus feet. And just offered to him, okay, you become stone. He said, oh, becoming stone is too difficult, my lord. Why can't I just come and take everybody's dust like that? Why can't I just stand somewhere and everybody walks and then I will take everybody's dust? No, he said, you become stone. So he became stone. Vrishabhanum puram gatva. He went here and became stone. The story of these three mountains is also very interesting. Huh? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. How many of you heard Anasuya? Anasuya is supposed to be the greatest lady who is chaste in the material creation. Not in the India, not in the earth. In the whole creation, she is supposed to be topmost lady who is the most chaste. Pativrata. Chastity, she is a ultimate. So one time Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu were discussing about chastity, and they were saying, chastity is so important. So everybody felt that they are the ones who are the greatest. They felt that we are the three ladies. Everybody felt that I am the greatest chaste lady. But then they said, no, none of you are the best. The best is on earth. She is the wife of Atri Muni, Anasuya. So they felt also quite respectful, and they also felt, let us see how much chaste she is. What is there in her which is more than us? We are also like champions, but she is a champion of champions. So let us see what is there in her which is more than us. So they said, no, we accept what you are saying, but we would like to test her chastity. So he said, okay, how you want to test chastity? He said, you three, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, you become sadhus, you go to her house and test her. So then they became sadhus and they went down to Atri Muni's ashram, and she was serving Atri Muni, and they said, Bhavati Bhikshan Dehi. They came on the gate of the house, and then she said, wait for some time, I'm serving my husband. So they waited, and then she came, and she came with food and everything. So they are very smart. What they are telling is, we will take your food, but we have one condition. So what condition? They said, you have to remove all your clothes and serve us prasad, then only we can eat. So she understood there's some trick behind it. She said, no problem, just wait for a minute. She went inside and brought her husband's kamandalu. Kamandalu? In kamandalu, every sadhu in the morning creates holy water. That means he chants mantras and invokes all the rivers of the whole universe in that kamandalu. And then he does his worship with that water. So that kamandalu is having some water. She brings the kamandalu, comes on the gate of the door of the house, and some water he takes and sprinkles on each of them. You know what happened? They became babies, small babies, crawling babies. In front of crawling babies, a lady can be naked, no problem. There is no problem about chastity or anything. So they were naked, and she became naked, and she served them on the plate nicely. They became very happy, and then they did not want to leave the house. They were so happy with the motherly love that she gave. So they remained there only as babies. And they remained there only as babies. And they played there only, ate there only, suckled her breast and everything. So, like mother, she took care. She also became attached to them. A long time passed. And Saraswati and Lakshmi Devi and everybody, Parvati, was wondering, kya hua? Where are her husband gone? They have not come. The test is very long test, maybe very superfluous PhD test. So they all came down at the house of Atri Muni, and they met Anasuya, and they said, where are our husbands? He said, this, there they are playing. So they saw their husbands, naked babies. They were very puzzled. So we want a husband back. So Sanji brought the water again, kamandal, that day's kamandal water, sprinkled on them, and they became Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh again. But she became very angry also. Of course, she loved them like anything. So they asked for blessing. We also don't want to leave your house. We want to become your son. Please may accept as our son, us as your son. So they all three combined, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, and became Dattatreya and took birth from Anasuya's womb. So Atri Muni and Anasuya gave birth to Dattatreya. And Lord Shiva's Amsha gave birth to Durvasa Muni as the son of Atri Muni, Anasuya and Atri. And one person took birth as Brahma, as Brahma's Amsha. I forgot the name of the person. So three together became Dattatreya. Shiva's Amsha became Durvasa, and Brahma's Amsha became somebody. I am not remembering now. But she said, you three people came and tested me, so I am angry with you. I'll curse you, that all of you become stone. So then they had to become stone and live somewhere. So Lord Ramchandra took incarnation in Treta Yuga, and Lord Ramchandra himself installed these three mountains in Brajbhumi. So he installed Govardhan, Vishnu, in Govardhan area. He installed Shiva in Nandagam area, and he installed Brahma in Barsana. So in the curse also, they got a lot of blessings. To have lotus feet of Krishna, Balaram and Radharani and gopis always on their head, sieving dust. So this is what is the meaning of this? There are three topmost deities of this whole universe. the top people in the universe have become stone here in this place. What to speak of us? We are so wretched, you know, we are so sinful. But still Radharani has allowed us to come here. You know, in this place, nobody is allowed to come. Except those who are pure devotees in love with the Lord. With Madhuri love with the Lord, only they are allowed to come. Lakshmiji came when she heard the flute of Krishna. When Krishna was playing Rasleela, Lakshmiji got attracted to the flute sound. And she never leaves the feet of Vishnu actually. But the flute sound attracted her heart. And she left the feet of Krishna, Vishnu, and came down running on earth in the Rasmandal area. And she wanted to enter immediately. But she was stopped there. You cannot enter Rasleela. So why I can't enter Rasleela? I am Lakshmi Devi. I am always with Vishnu. I am serving Vishnu. He said, yes, we know that. Our pranams to you. But if you want to enter in this area, first you have to become a gopi. You have to become a cowherd girl. You have to clear the cow dung, catch the urine, make the cow dung cakes, clean the goshala, churn the yogurt, make the butter, store it nicely. When you do that, we will become servant of the gopis, then you will be eligible to enter here. So she said, no, I am Lakshmi, I am not used to doing all these things. So then you cannot enter. So she thought she will do tapasya and she will please Krishna by tapasya and enter. So she went to Belvan and it is said that she is still doing tapasya, has not got entrance in Rasleela. Then came Lord Shiva running he came, like a maddened by devotion and love, he came. So he was stopped by Lalita. So where are you going? So I want to enter Rasleela. So no, only one man is inside, all other are women. So Rajan, if you are asked, only women can go inside. And I am also asked. Guruji, just swipe it. So he was told that you have to become a woman. And if I am told to become a woman, I'll think 50 times what to do. What will happen? He didn't even think twice also. So how to become a woman? Tell me. Instantly I want to become a woman. Such devotion he had. He had no hesitation. He didn't think of what Parvati will think, what Ganesh will think, what Kartikeya will think, what my Nandi will think. I have to carry a woman now, here onwards. So devotional he was. Not a thought crossed through his mind, what will happen? Immediately said, how to become a woman? So Lalita was so happy to see his mood. He said, okay, cross Jamuna, go across Jamuna and there's Mansarovar. Mansarovar is the place where Radharani cried in anger one day. Because Krishna came late for Rasleela, she got angry and she went angrily, sat across Jamuna there and cried. And her tears came together to form Mansarovar. Can you imagine what kind of place it must be? So intense and powerful. So he jumped, he ran and he jumped across Jamuna and he jumped in the waters of Mansarovar and took bath there and he came out as a woman. He became a gopi and he was so blissful. He was not crying like Kamsa. See the difference. Kamsa also became gopi. He didn't even have to take bath also. He instantly became gopi as soon as he came here. He was more fortunate than Shiva. Shiva had to run back and forth, argue and go back and to the... Kamsa was more lucky. But Kamsa was crying all the time because he was negatively conscious. Negatively, his pravritti, his attitude was negative. Shiva became gopi and came running. Let me go now. But they stopped him and they laughed at him. Why they laughed at him? No, when you become a woman, all the mustache also goes away. But when he came, he was also carrying a lot of snakes on him, no? On the head, in the neck, on the hand, everywhere snakes were there. And the snakes didn't want to become gopis. So he became gopi, but the snakes remained there only. Now you see, suppose one of you beautiful ladies, you come with snakes like this. How it will look? Plus he has become very beautiful gopi now. He was all snakes. I was looking at his unawareness of being snakes around him. They all laughed. All the girls laughed like anything. They were very happy. So then Lalita and Vishakha then dressed up Lord Shiva as gopi. They did his shringar. And then they gave a chamar in his hand. And holding his hand, her hand now, Shiva gopi, holding her hand, they took her all the way inside Rasamandala. Right in the middle, where Radha Krishna was sitting on the jeweled throne, Ratna Singhasan. And there, said, please serve him. So Shiva Gopi then did Chamar Seva. What happens in Chamar Seva? Any idea? Chamara dulabo kabe heribo mukha chandra. One side it goes, you see the Lord. Next side it goes, you see the Lord. What you ultimately do is, chamar is moving, but your eyes are fixed on the divine couple. Heribo mukha chandra. So he did service for a long time. Then again Lalita held his hand, her hand, and took her out of the whole Rasmandal and said, you please stand here and guard the Rasamandala. And then the Rasalila began. And till today, Lord Shiva is standing there guarding Rasamandala as Gopeshwar Mahadev. All the demigods, nobody gets entrance over here. You know that? Nobody, they only come sometimes whenever there is some work. They can't wear any chappal because Lord doesn't wear chappal here. You have to park your vehicles outside. The rat for Ganeshji and peacock for Kartikeya, and all the vehicles have to be parked outside. Remove the chappals there and they have to come barefoot inside to meet Krishna. And immediately go, no night stay here. Only Lord Shiva, only Parvati or only Ganesha can stay here. Nobody else can stay here. How Lord Ganesha can stay here? A long story, but one time when the demigods were harassed by Bali, Bali really defeated everybody again and again, again and again, again and again. So they all went to Vishnu to, please save us, Bali is just defeating us day and night. So Vishnu said, go and approach Ganesha. So they approached Ganesh. And then Ganesh became Senapati of demigods. And he fought so valiantly that he made Bali and everybody of his children unconscious by his weapons. And when Bali woke up from unconsciousness, he ran away out of fear of Ganesh. So that time Vishnu was very happy with Ganesh. And he said, and then he said, you can stay in Kamivan. So Lord Ganesh is having residence in Kamivan. And how Lord Shiva and Parvati has residence in Brajbhumi, that Lord Shiva gave his wife Vishnu Mantra. And she did Vishnu Mantra Vrata for a long time. And Vishnu was very pleased. And they gave darshan to both of them. And then Vishnu gave both of them Radha Mantra and Traimasik Vrata, 3 months Vrata. And then Parvati, with the help of Shiva's Ganas and everybody, performed a long, complicated Traimasik Vrata, 3 months, offering Saugandukha lotus flower. Each flower has got 1,000 petals. Very beautiful lotus flower. And number of flowers to be offered every day is different. And like that, 3 months she worshipped. Very complicated Vrata. And she was successful in that. At the end of the Vrata, Parvati and Lord Shiva, they had darshan of Radha and Krishna. And they blessed them that you please stay in our dham permanently. That is why everywhere you will find Devi and Lord Shiva. You will find Bhuteshwar Mahadev, you will find Gopeshwar Mahadev, Kameshwar Mahadev, Brajeshwar Mahadev, like that. What is his name here? Class at Pili Pokhari at 1:30 p.m. And then after half an hour he will speak. Okay, fine. Hare Krishna. You have Pokhara in Nepal and we have Pokhara in Brajbhumi. Pili Pokhara. Hare Krishna. So that's how only Lord Shiva, Parvati, Ganeshji and Hanumanji, they have residence here. Everybody else has to leave. But still, Radharani is allowing us to come and stay overnight here. Each and every morsel that we eat here, each and every drop of water you drink here, each and every grain of air that you breathe here is all full of nectar. And you should be always conscious of that whenever you are here. Acharyas have told that whenever breeze flows here and you feel the breeze, Sri Krishna is embracing you out of love. So what is the meaning of residence over here? The residence of over here, it means full time you have to be aware and conscious of being over here. You will visit many places, you will visit, hear many stories and go to different places, do different things. But all the time your antennas will be, should be multiplied and constantly aware that you are in Brajbhumi. To grasp every drop of the nectar here. To be grateful at the same time. At this, we remember we came in 1986 here for the first time. The time we were just students, just passed out, you know. Just first yatra of Radha Gopinath temple. First ever yatra. How many people must be there in the yatra? Next yatra which is coming, how many people are there in the yatra? Any idea? 7,000 applications and 5,000 places only, 2,000 are waiting list. But in those days when we came for the first time, it was only 22 people. And mostly all of the doctors, all of us were there. Only 2-3 people, our brother and somebody was there extra. Total only 22 people were there. And imagine the fortune that when we got down Mathura station from Mumbai, we got on the station, His Holiness Radhana Swami was waiting for us at station to receive us. And there's a place still there where he gave a class there only. We all sat down there only, he gave a class. Introduction to Vrindavan Dham. Few things what I told you, what Vrindavan Dham is, that he told us at the station only. And he said that if you want to really stay in Vrindavan Dham in a successful manner, then at every moment of your time in Vrindavan, at the bottom of your heart, you should keep begging for the mercy of Radharani. Constantly. Keep begging for the mercy. You must be hearing classes, you must be eating prasadam, you must be sleeping, you must be taking bath or brushing or getting ready. In your heart of your heart, constantly you should be begging for the mercy of Radharani. That is the ultimate success of stay in Vrindavan. Because of her mercy only, one gains entrance in Vrindavan Dham. That's why in Vrindavan Dham, no one says Jai Sri Krishna. Everyone says Radhe Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Nobody else, even every leaf, every twig, every petal of flower here chants Radhe Radhe. Constantly, everybody is resounding the name of Radhe Radhe. Because in Radhe Radhe, Krishna Krishna is also hidden. When you chant Radhe Radhe, he is very eagerly listening. Suppose I have a beautiful girlfriend, you know. And you know, everybody knows I have a beautiful girlfriend and somebody calls her name on the road. So who will see first? Who is calling my girlfriend? So like that, when you call Radhe Radhe, immediately he listens first. Who is calling my beautiful Radhe? So that is the secret why we call Radhe Radhe. Because Sri Krishna, you call Krishna Krishna, you know, he doesn't care much. He is a very shrewd lover. If you call him, he may not listen and he may not respond. But you call Radhe Radhe, two things will happen. Radhe Radhe, if you call, Radharani will immediately respond and he also will respond. So we have to be a little chalu when he come here, you know. We can't be so innocent. We have to be very intelligent. Because we have come to the storehouse of all mercy. So we cannot go empty-handed. We have come here to beg mercy over here. There is no other purpose of coming here. Yes, we'll visit the places and do many things here. We'll maybe do some fasting and... But the most important thing to do here, not to do prajalpa. We should not talk nonsense here. We should not gossip here. We should not talk useless things here. Sometimes things are not nonsense, but they are useless also. Right? They are not much useful, you know. Oh, what dupatta you have worn? Oh, this is cotton. Oh, this is silk. This is... Oh, what ornament you are wearing? Oh, I brought from this market. They are not sinful activities, you know. But they are useless talks. They are not going to give you any benefit. So we refrain from doing all nonsense and all useless things here. And we focus only on begging the mercy of Radharani. And if at all you have to open your mouth, talk about the places that you saw, the stories that you heard, the kirtan that you did, the most important touching experience that you had in Barsana, in Vrindavan, in Govardhan, in many places. And just all the other time, just either chant the holy name, or meditate on your memories. Grasp the holy dham through all your senses. keep your eyes open, nose open, you know, smell the beautiful smell here, hear all the bird sounds and all the holy sounds that are coming over here, feel the atmosphere by your skin, eat prasadam with full consciousness as a nectar of the mercy of Radharani. You know how rare is the prasad here? Brahmaji wanted to eat Krishna prasad. So Brahmaji thought, every day Sri Krishna is taking prasadam at bank of Jamuna. And every day he is washing his hands in Jamuna. And so many particles of prasadam from his hands flow in Jamuna. So let me become fish. He thought he is very intelligent. He had four brains, four highly qualified brains, highly evolved and highly super specialized brains. So that's a good idea. So he became fish. And Krishna had nice prasadam and everything, and then finally he went to wash his hands in Jamuna and he saw that fish and recognized, yes, my dear Brahma has become fish. So he took a dona, took a cup, took water out of Jamuna and washed on the land. So even Brahma has to do all these tricks but still not successful. And you and me are successful in by coming and taking prasadam here. So how conscious and how grateful we should be when we eat prasadam here, when we eat water, drink water here, when we walk on the dust here. You know, the dust is so powerful, the demigods and rishis and sages and Narad Muni and Tatush Kumaras are hankering for this dust. So at one time at Davanal Kund in Vrindavan, Gaur Kishore Babaji was giving class and many sadhus sitting and they attended the class. And class was over, and when they got up, they were all doing like this, you know. They all trying to remove the dust. So Gaur Krishna Babaji said, you all are very unfortunate people. You are fool number one. He says, each particle of this dust can give you love of Godhead. This is nectar personified. All the demigods and rishis are hankering. And you are removing it from body, you are getting it free of charge. He said, each dust particle, it is said, all the Vaikunthas that are there in the Brahma Jyoti, unlimited Vaikunthas are floating. Like suppose if I tell you to count the mustard seeds in a 100 kilo mustard bag, maybe you will become old. With a stick you will come back. Prabhu, I could not count, you know. Still it is remaining. You cannot count. Like that there are Vaikuntha planets. Like that there are Brahmandas. This is all the wealth of all the Vaikuntha planets you bring. You still cannot buy one dust of particle of dust of Vrindavan Dham. That is what Acharyas explain, how precious this dust is. Because hidden in the dust is the nectar of the holy Dham. The love that Radha and Krishna have, the secret of that is hidden in the dust over here. The trees over here are so precious. There are three kinds of things in the trees. Either the tree is Radharani herself only. Number one. Or number two, there are many sages who are doing their tapasya and meditation in the form of tree. And third thing is, every tree here is Kalpataru, desire tree. That means you stand in front of the tree and you desire, the tree will fulfill that desire. So don't desire for having good husband and good wife and money and position. When you embrace the tree, do embrace the trees here. And beg for the devotion to Krishna. Beg for the service to Krishna. And they can award you freedom from cycle of birth and death. They can give you everything actually, what you want. But don't waste your application by doing something nonsense in the application. So each and every tree here is very, very precious. Each and every twig, each and every leaf is constantly reverberating the name of Radha and Krishna. That is the glory over here. And what are the most important trees here? One is Kadamba, is Radharani herself. Second is Tamal, that is Krishna himself. Third is Banyan tree. Banyan tree is Shiva himself. Fourth is Ashwatha tree, people tree, that is Krishna himself. Then there is Guler, there is Audumba tree. Then there is Kadamba. Then there is many Ashoka trees. Arjuna trees also. Which Krishna pulled, you know, twin Yamala Arjuna trees. Like the Ashoka trees are also very close by here. Arjuna tree also, which is very good for heart. That trees are available here.
so many auspicious trees, you know, which are very, very precious. We have taken all those trees. About 9 of those Kadamba trees are there planted in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. They are growing like anything, flourishing. So it's very, very beautiful place from each and every angle, from tree point of view, from dust point of view. Every bird, every living entity, every human being who has taken birth here is extremely precious. Those who have performed devotion, service to Vaishnavas for many, many lifetimes, they only can take birth here in Barsana and Nandagaon and Vrindavan. They may look ugly, they may look uneducated, they may look poor, they may not be very cultured looking, they may be looking many things that our mortal eye will always say, oh, we do not respect them. But they are purposely kept like that by Radha and Krishna. How one becomes proud, tell me? What makes you proud? In today's world, if you have money, you become proud. Everybody envies you if you have money. Number two is if you have a lot of education. If you become, if you are beautiful, most ugly looking, but you have 10 degrees. You are a great dancer, you may be a great actor, or whatever. Education brings you pride. Wealth brings you pride. Then beauty brings you pride. Somebody is very beautiful, maybe not gone to school, but very beautiful. Everybody is becoming proud and she also becomes proud. What else becomes makes you proud? Fame. Somebody becomes fame, very famous. What else makes you proud? Position, power, authority. If you have your most ugly looking person, but he is like government officer, signing authority. Nobody, everybody bows down to him. What else makes you proud? High birth. What did you say? Knowledge is finished. Good family, like I am son of prime minister, I am son of this priest, I am son of this big officer, and I am bade baap ka beta. That makes you proud, you know. So Sri Krishna and Radharani keeps them in a very humble position. Very looking, very uneducated, uncultured, poor, you know, not beautiful at all. So that they don't become proud. And they always remember Radha Radha. I'll tell you how every bird is very special here. Even the bird cannot take birth as a bird if he's not pious in many, many lifetimes. Even a dog, even a donkey, even a pig here is very precious. Because all the living entities who take birth here, this is their last birth. They will go back to God at the end of their life. That is why Thakur, our Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj, used to allow dogs to eat from his plate. There are many stories. He says, Dhamvasi dogs are more precious than Dhamvasi human beings, he said. At least they don't commit any sinful activities. Human beings will do some cheating and some, you know, robbing, something they will do. Drink wine, maybe womanize, gamble. Even after taking birth in Dham, they are great, but they can do this nonsense. But the birds and animals and pigs will not do that. They will not break the laws of nature. Right? So, the disciples of Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj and disciples of Jagannath Babaji Maharaj, they would like to stop those dogs. But he would purposely go behind them and feed them from his plate. And later on then they didn't stop anything. Then the dogs would eat from the same plate. Can you imagine? Das Goswami Maharaj is eating and dogs also eating the same plate. Sometimes when he's a pauper, he's a sannyasi, he would bring a lot of money from donation. He says, okay, buy 5 kilos of sweets and distribute to dogs. He said, why distribute dogs? We can give Brahmins. He says, these Brahmins who are sleeping in the night with women in the night time and doing sobhaji in the morning, better to give the dogs of dham. How the donkeys are glorious? Well, donkeys are carrying the bricks and the sand which will help in building temples in the dham. So they are very glorious. Birds are chirping the sounds of Radhe Radhe constantly. So that is how everything is so precious here. It's so glorious here. Every single thing. It may look dirty to your eyes. It may look like gutter and all dirty things and mismanaged roads and pandas harassing you. But don't get affected by that. Look beyond that. What you see today is a perverted reflection of the reality. What is there available here is the most precious things of life. Receive Barsana and Sri Vrindavan Dham. So try and utilize in every moment of yours in full consciousness. Just see that your each moment of stay here that you have, can take you back home, back to Godhead. Once arrived in Barsana Vrindavan Dham, in proper consciousness, that stay in proper consciousness will take you back to Godhead. That is guaranteed. What will bring you back here again is if you are not come in proper consciousness. By here means in the material world, in the material. But if you even spend one moment in proper consciousness, that one moment of dham vas will take you back to Godhead. At least the visa is with you. You have to buy the ticket later on. By your sadhana, by your service to Vaishnavas. So you have any questions? Yes. Perfect. But when you come to Vrindavan Dham, people chant Radhe Radhe, which includes the name of Krishna also. We chant Hare Krishna, which includes Radha and Krishna both. But if you chant here Hare Krishna, they will say Radhe Radhe. Well, secret here is that there is one peacock, you know, one time who came to get mercy of Krishna. He went to Nandagaon. And he was chanting, Govinda, Gopal, hey Shyam Sundar. Long time he chanted. And he was crying and chanting, but Krishna didn't come. So very upset, you know. Someone told him, do you go to Barsana and maybe Radharani will listen to you. So he came to Barsana and called, Radhe, Radhe, Kishori, Prishubhanu, Nandini, please come. So she came running and took the peacock in her lap and started caressing him. Why are you crying? He said, I went to Nandagaon when I was calling Krishna, Krishna, he didn't come. He said, don't worry, you go again to Nandagaon. And this time you say, Radhe, 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 Radhe. And you'll see what happens. So this time he went back to Nandagaon and called, hey Gopal, hey Shyam Sundar, hey Krishna. Krishna came running from Nandagaon. And he took him in his lap and started caressing him with love. And knowing that the formula given by Radharani worked, the peacock was in ecstasy, was trembling in joy. And in that ecstasy, all his feathers fell down. Because it was shed down in ecstasy, Sri Krishna picked up one peacock feather and put on his head. So this is a secret if you want to attract the attention of Krishna. That's why Gaurang Mahaprabhu also gave the mantra to us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You count the number of Krishna's name in this and count Hare Hare. How many Hare's are there? And how many Krishna's are there? How many Rams are there? See, 4 Ram, 4 Krishna and 8 Hare. So what is the meaning behind it? The essence is Hare. That is Radharani. So when we chant Hare Krishna also, we should be conscious that we are calling Radharani first to attract the attention of Krishna, and then we are saying Krishna so that he can attend and then he can hear our name, his name. Any other question? Hari Bol.